Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, I want to welcome you to the broadcast this morning. Now, this month, Pastor Reynolds has talked about the message Paul preached on Mars Hill and about preaching with the Holy Spirit. We talked about how this world changes, but God doesn't change. And last week, we talked about the resurrection of Christ. Well, to finish out this month, Pastor Reynolds is going to bring a message that he's entitled, What Will It Take? So listen now as Pastor Reynolds talks with us about the life of Manasseh the king.
This morning I'd like to read the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 33, verse 10 and verse 11. I'd like to ask the question, what would it take for people to turn to the Lord? Let me read this to you. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 33, verse 10. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. Who is this man Manasseh? And why was it that he would not turn to the Lord? Well, Manasseh is a king of Judah. Manasseh's dad's name is Hezekiah. And Hezekiah is an excellent king. He is a good king. God said he was a good king. Hezekiah was the one, you remember in the Bible, that God added 15 years to his life. And it was during that 15 years additional life that Manasseh was born unto Hezekiah. So we understand that if God had not extended Hezekiah's life, that Manasseh would not ever even have been born. This man is blessed of God. Manasseh was raised in a good family. He was raised with a godly parents who desired, I know, that he learned the words of God. And yet, Manasseh was not found to be true to the Lord. Look what the Bible says about him. In verse 1, Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And then beginning in verse 3 of 2 Chronicles chapter 33, the Bible gives a long list of the things that Manasseh did that was directly against any and all of God's commandments. But here's what I'm thinking about this morning. Manasseh is a man who was acquainted with the things of God. Manasseh is a man who understood that his authority as king affected many people. But Manasseh did not listen. And I'm thinking this morning that there's folks that are acquainted with the things of God in this nation. And this morning you may be one of those people that's listening to this broadcast that are acquainted with Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Perhaps you're one that has heard His name before. Perhaps you're one that knows the plan of salvation, and yet you yourself are not saved. It may be this morning that you are listening to the Word of God, and you know that there's a good way to serve God, and yet you're like Manasseh, you will not listen to the Word of God. Manasseh paid the price. Manasseh had to go to prison in Babylon. He had to pay the price because he would not listen to the things of God. But he knew those things. The Bible states there in verse 10 that the Lord spake to Manasseh. Let me ask you this morning, is God speaking to you? Are you doing things that you know God is displeased with? Are you doing things that you know is a sin in the sight of God? Think about this whole nation that we're living in. And you think of all the things that are propagated as being true when they're actually false. We think of how abortion has been accepted into the laws of the land and how sodomites are almost ruling the land now, as it was in the days of Lot. Let me ask you, do you know that that's wrong? Do you know that that displeases God? And yet are you not saying anything about it? Are you agreeing? Are you listening to the Lord? Do you know that smoking and drinking and carousing around is wrong? Do you know that there's repercussions to pay for those sins? And yet, when God speaks to you about those things, do you say, yes, I know it's wrong, but you know, do you give all kinds of excuses? And listen, that's what Manasseh did. That's exactly what Manasseh did. Manasseh knew the truth. He knew what God expected, but he did not listen to the servants of God. He did not listen to the man of God. The whole point is that Manasseh did not listen to God. Neither did the people of Manasseh listen to God. And the Bible said in verse 11, wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria. They had to face the judgment of God because they did not listen to God. Manasseh had a long list of things that he was doing that was an error. Look here in verse 3. The Bible said that he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Balaam and made groves and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. That's the beginning of the things that Manasseh did against God. He worshipped a false god whose name was Balaam. In verse 4, he built also altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall be my name forever. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. Look, he is bringing the abominable worship of false gods into the very house of God. We should take real warning about this, because Manasseh was not raised this way. Manasseh is forsaking the way that his dad, Hezekiah, a godly man, raised him. He's pleasing the people, however. In verse 6, the Bible states he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. That simply means that he burned his own children as a sacrifice unto these false gods. And the study of the valley of Hinnom is a horrible study indeed of death and suffering of innocent children. And we're facing that same issue today as children are even killed in their mother's womb. And it's called abortion. The Bible said he observed times and used enchantments, that is, witchcraft. He dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. He brought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. The Bible said not only in verse 7, he carved images that the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. You see, what's happening here is that Manasseh is going against everything he's been taught. And he is going to face the consequences of those actions. Listen, Manasseh had a real blessing in his childhood. He had a real blessing in his family. He had a real blessing in the way that God had blessed him in bringing him up and teaching him the truth. And Manasseh also had a blessing of God speaking to him. And in verse 10, we see here that the Lord spoke to Manasseh. That's a real blessing. But Manasseh did not listen at all. And so there was this war that came upon the nation of Judah because Manasseh would not listen to the things of God. You think about the things that's happening in our country today. You think about all the diseases. You think about all the plagues. You think about the wars. You think about the rumors of wars. You think about all those things that's happening. And there doesn't seem to be any end, and things are so absolutely complicated that it seems that men cannot figure it out. And that's exactly the way God has designed it. Because God has spoken to our people. God has spoken to this nation. And God has spoken perhaps even to you as an individual, and you're not listening to what God is saying. The Bible said that God brought Manasseh into captivity. The Bible states here in verse 11 that Manasseh was running away. The Bible said that Manasseh was taken among the thorns. Wow, that's kind of a between a rock and a hard place, isn't it? Because Manasseh had a choice when he was running from the Assyrians. He could either face them and go into captivity, or he could face some pretty severe sufferings by hiding among the thorns. And if you've ever tried to hide in a thorn bush, you know that's got to be painful. Manasseh was facing suffering on every hand. There was no way out. And that's what's happening in our nation today. That's what's happening in people's lives today. There's no way out because people simply will not listen to what God is saying. But my question is this: are you listening? Is God speaking to you? Are you paying attention? But there's an additional blessing that we need to think about. In verse 12, Manasseh is going to be in greater affliction than he could ever believe, because the Bible said when he was in affliction, he was carried there and put in jail in Babylon. And the Bible said there he besought the Lord his God, and he humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. Let me ask you, what's it going to take for you to humble yourself before God and to ask forgiveness, to recognize that you've sinned, to recognize that you've gone against the godly way that you've been raised? What is going to have to happen to you for you to turn to the Lord? The Bible states here concerning Manasseh that he humbled himself greatly before the Lord, but he did not do that when he had his freedom. Manasseh did not humble himself when he had his health. All that had to be broken before Manasseh would turn to the Lord. The Bible states in verse 13, and he prayed unto him. And that's always a good thing to do. Listen, it's always time to pray. But don't wait until you get in jail to pray. Don't wait until you get into physical affliction to pray. Serve God now. Listen to what God is saying. Verse 13 relates that God heard him. What a wonderful thing this is. This speaks of the long-suffering of God. It speaks of the patience of God. It speaks of the way that God deals with sinful men. It speaks with the love of God, with the compassion of God. The Bible states that God heard his supplication, and God caused Manasseh to come out of jail and to go back into his kingdom. And then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. From that point on, Manasseh served God. But Manasseh's family was ruined, because Amon was Manasseh's son who ruled after him, and he was an absolutely wicked king. You think about this. The influence that you have in your sins may carry over into your children. Will you listen to what God is saying? Will you be entreated of God? Will you do what God demands of you? Will you reap the blessings that God has for you, or will you reap the consequences of your evil sins?
You know, if you've grown up hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ but have never accepted him as Savior, or if you're saved, have you heard over and over again about what the Lord expects of you, how he wants you to use your life to minister to others and to share his gospel, but yet you've shied away from completely turning your life over to the Lord? Well, take time to think about this message today and about the life of Manasseh. You know, in the end, this man did turn toward the Lord, but think about the pain and the trials that could have been avoided if he had turned to the Lord early and if he had done the Lord's will. You know, many times we think about our community or our nation and how we're drifting away from the Lord, but don't forget that a community and a nation is made up of individuals, and as individuals, we have to turn to the Lord and serve him with our whole heart before the community or the nation's going to change. And we need to want the Lord's will to be done, not our own. Well, our time for this morning is about up, but we do want to take the last of our time to invite you to join us for services today. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. The services will begin at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and worship services at 11. This afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 4 and more worship services at 4:30. We also encourage you to log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org and review the many resources that are available. Well, we want to thank you for listening today and ask that you tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.